comes to work, nobody understands what it's like being in the trenches, because I've seen her in the trenches for all the issues that face so many workers. Today, I have the distinguished privilege of having Miss Yvonne Walker, president of the SEIU 1000, in the studio. Good evening, Yvonne.
Good evening, Lee, and thank you for having me. This is an honor to be on with you. I'm normally listening to you on my drive home.
Oh, well, you know, we love that. We love that. So, and as you listen to this, say you were driving home, and what request would you put in? Is there a song or artist?
Well, it really depends on my day.
Okay.
So yeah. I love Prince. Prince yeah. is always
oh,
good.
You did
but
it.
You know,
you
sometimes
said it down.
There are days where yeah. you know you need something to go just a little deeper sometimes.
Right. Go deep into those archives.
Into absolutely.
Because as we say, forget about the MP3s and the CDs. Break right. out some vinyl. Give me a record player.
Absolutely.
I just mentioned, and for those of you that may have just tuned in, SEIU 1000 President Yvonne Walker is with us. There are some real pressing issues that we want to talk about and be able to get out there. And it's so important, but I wanted to be able to get the friendly, the fun side of Yvonne. Got a little Prince, might go even a little deeper and pulling out some, what? Are we going into Ohio Players? Are we going
that was
into,
my very first concert when I was 13
see,
years
there
old.
You go.
I'm just telling you, we
there
can
go,
you go back.
Yeah.
Don't mess around and get me singing on the radio.
Well, I can say one word and everybody know which group you're talking about. Sugarfoot.
That's all I'm talking about.
With that afro to the side.
That's right.
Nobody did it like Sugarfoot. Let's get into the real business here.
Okay.
Tell me, what is SEIU 1000? How would you describe the function of the labor union?
So we are a dynamic labor organization representing 96,000 state workers all the way from the Oregon border down to the Mexican border. And what I would say that we do is that we change people's lives and we make it for the opportunity for people to have a good life. We live up to our purpose statement, you know, that we are Local 1000 and we exist so that not only our members, but all Californians have the opportunity to have a good life, live in sustainable communities and enjoy the fruits of social and economic justice.
And tell us like some of the backgrounds of the union members, because I mean, you know, I'm tune on the news, and I'm like, oh, there she go again. there she go again. She handling her business. She's representing. I mean, there's so many. We got state workers and on.
Absolutely, absolutely. I like to say that you're not going to walk into any state office and not see somebody I represent. We represent the people who ensure that when you walk into an office, the office is clean. Our state janitors. We represent nurses, teachers, accountants, auditors, IT professionals.
Yeah.
We run the whole gamut.
Yeah. And I know, I mean, you've mentioned just a few of those occupations and the challenges just never end.
That's right.
Our teachers, we pat them on the back, but they
absolutely.
Need money in the pocket.
Oh, absolutely.
And they need benefits and all of these things. I'm just hitting just one of the occupations that you mentioned.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when I say in the trenches, ladies and gentlemen, this lady is in the trenches. She gets out there, and I think that's so important. People just don't know how you get involved and the piece of work that you do. Explain to me what is meant by the phrase right to work.
You know, well, I will. Right to work it's not accurate. And when you think of it, you think, oh, man, I got the right to go to work. I got the right to a good job. Right to work actually has its roots out of Texas.
Uh-huh.
It was actually put forward by a businessman in Texas because he didn't want white women working alongside black men. And so they came up with this right to work law. It sounds good. It doesn't sound racist. It doesn't sound bad. But that's where its roots exist.
There's more meaning to it.
That's right.
We know.
That's right. And right to work is just a way for them to pay you less for the good work that you do every day.
What do you mean? How's that?
Well, everybody knows that, or everybody should know, that in places where unions exist, salaries are up to 10% higher than where they don't.
Right.
And so they say right to work, you don't need unions, you don't need to pay dues. But what they also say is we're not going to give you benefits, we're not going to give you retirement, we're not going to give you a wage on which you can raise a family and live.
Oh, wow. Well, this is something that kind of perplexed me. What is the Janus versus the AFSCME court case, and why is this case so significant? I've been hearing so much about it. Why is it so significant? And I mean, in common terms or layman terms, as we say, you know, I may appear to have a little intelligence, but explain
that
to me.
You have a lot of intelligence.
Help me out.
So Janice B. Ashmey is a case out of Chicago, Illinois, and there was a teacher in Mr. Mark Janice who filed suit and said, hey, I don't want to pay union dues because my union supports candidates that I don't support. They don't support all the candidates that I support.
Okay.
I don't think I should pay union dues.
Yeah.
What he doesn't say, though, is... I am not going to give up any of the benefits that the union then negotiates for me. I'm not going to give up my pay raise.
Right.
I'm not going to give up my health care. I'm not going to give up anything. And, you know, Ashmey is a large organization, and I'm sure they do support candidates he might not, but they also support candidates that he might. He was just looking for a way to go cheap, but the cost of that is astronomical. We know that in Wisconsin, when their governor, Scott Walker, no relation, passed their law of taking away collective bargaining rights for their state workers.
Yeah.
And since that happened, they have not gotten more than a $2,000 increase in their wages. They lost money immediately.
Yeah.
He took away benefits. He cut their wages. And they had no organization to say, stop, don't do this. And for them to make the demand for fair wages and a fair job.
When he was first reelected, and this is what happens in a lot of the political circles. When he was first reelected, you just think that, oh, I don't know, it is just going to be a shining golden ball that's going to be created, and everybody's going to be A-OK. Or he's, you know, what he first proposed, he went back and rethought it, and the folks reelected him. And then after he was reelected, the ball dropped.
That's right. But then it's too late.
Yeah.
But then it's too late.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got Yvonne Walker, president of SEIU 1000 in the studio. And it is such a privilege and it's such an honor just to be able to have this conversation. I don't want this to be the last conversation because I think that our community right here in Sacramento proper and throughout the state, because this is the California Black Chamber of Commerce Foundation.
Absolutely.
And we can be heard online at kdefm.org, or if you have the TuneIn Radio app, you can download the TuneIn Radio app and listen just by typing in KDEEFM. There's so much information that needs to be heard. What do you have for the community state workers and non-state workers? What message do you have for them?
I would just say that this is extremely important for Black people, for people of color.
Yeah.
The fact that unions, government jobs, public service jobs were the way that lifted our communities up into the middle class. And this is a direct attack on our way of life. Don't think this is just about my neighbor across the street. This is about my neighbor across the street today. So that they can clear the way so that when they come for me, there will be nobody standing.
Nobody standing. Love it. Love it. And the final words about your work within the labor movement. And really, what do you want to share with our listeners that you haven't already said?
I want to say that this work, being in a union and having the opportunity to represent 96,000 state workers, it's a labor of love. I like to call it my soul work.
Yeah.
Because that's when you get the opportunity to go out and really change people's lives.
You're about the people.
That's right.
That's what makes it so beautiful. You are about the people. This radio station is about the people. We thank you so very much for spending a little time with us. And when I say...
Absolutely. I hope this isn't the last time.
No, I'd love to be able to get a chance to talk to you as often as you are available. I know you have to travel up and down the state, and people don't understand the lack of sleep when you have a position like you have. When was the last time you really slept?
I don't know. I was up at 3 this morning sending out some emails and getting some stuff done.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're always thinking. Your mind has to unwind.
It has to go all
and
the time.
When there's all these various occupations that you are leading the force. And I know you have a great support staff.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I have phenomenal members like Tara Wooks, who's here with me today. One of our staffers, Ajamo Umi. You know, and they're out there in the trenches every day talking to the workers we represent, talking to the community. And so, you know, it takes a team. Nobody does it alone. It's not just one person. I am the face of Local 1000 at the moment, but understand I'm the face, but the body is our wonderful activists. that do, you know, all of the day-to-day groundwork.
The president.
Absolutely.
Of SEIU 1000. And when I say the president, it doesn't stop here. Because, you know, if I could put you in that chair in Washington, D.C., I had to make you laugh. But I know the seriousness in the work that you put forth and the people that you have around you. And those that, as I say, when you're in the trenches, there are others that's in the trenches. And I truly use the word trenches because I'm not that far away from being in a farm field and have to dig trenches so the water can down and nourish those plants. So when you get in and you get your hands dirty, when you feel it, that's a feeling and that's a gratitude that it just doesn't get taken away.
Well, I appreciate you, brother, and it's an honor, actually.
Well, I know the work that you do, and I thank you again. I look forward to having you again. And on this one, we know it's heaven in here with Yvonne Walker. Thank you, Yvonne.